Now we're recording.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So welcome back. Yo.
Welcome, man.
I seen one of the dumbest things yesterday.
Oh, you see? The mirror?
Ha! I did. Hey. That too. That was the second dumbest thing.
It's fucked up when I say it. When you say it, it's just like, oh, ha, little jokey joke.
The black mirror.
I was driving at night, and I turned to my right. That's and the person, yeah, it is. And the person in the right lane was wearing Beats by Dre while driving.
The studios or the solos?
The studios.
Oh, my God.
Why would you wear noise-canceling headphones while you're driving?
Because the nigga radio probably ain't work.
Sadly, it was a woman.
That's the thing you can do if maybe you, her radio if you want broke. To, I guess.
I guess, but like...
Maybe her radio broke.
That's what I'm saying. She had
put your shit on speaker.
Now I hope the radio broke. The speakers are broken, but the aux still works, so she had to pour the headphones into the aux.
Wow. Radio.
What if the radio was on, but she didn't want to hear what was going on, so she just put on no noise canceling joints?
Instead of turning the radio off.
All I know is that she almost swerved into my lane. So
yeah, she almost swerved into a lot of lanes. That
yeah.
Night.
She didn't even know there were lanes.
She's just going.
Oh, man.
The beat by cops. On those.
By cops? Wow.
That is
there's a few jokes real. I can go, but I'm not going to do it because I don't want to get us canceled.
I'm trying to have a good day, man.
Yeah, I know.
Way too real.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. I'm
loving it,
bitch.
Oh. Ooh. Nothing.
Okay.
Forget it.
Mm-mm-mm. Let me go through this docket.
Yes.
I got to start. When I do this docket shit, I got to start
like. Did we hit the intro?
Nah.
Hit the intro.
Hold up. Put your ass in the air. There's some holes in this mouth. 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 There's some holes.
Is that the intro?
Yeah.
That was the intro?
Oh.
And now we're back.
I thought it was.
Okay. That can work.
What episode is this?
83.
Right? 83. Okay. Was it
83?
83. Oh.
Pusha T was
it. Oh, y'all got to put a whole extra.
No, that's just how Pusha T was it. We don't actually do that.
Yeah.
I was going to say, yo. Welcome back to the Honorable Mission Podcast. I am your host.
Yes.
The homebody, homeboy.
Could you still about it?
I like to be inside. I like to read books and shit.
Yes, yes.
Hey. Yeah. I enjoy like not talking to people.
Yes.
And
oye, pendejo.
Oye, chico.
You mix races today? Filipino Chris and Dominican Mark?
Yes. Yes.
Why I gotta be a Filipina? Like, damn.
Hey. You a bad bitch.
Oh, I'll take it. All right.
Ain't gonna come in here swinging.
I show you Filipino.
I could duck.
She gonna hit you over the head with a bottle of banana ketchup.
See, but
real.
The thing is, see, that's
nah, nigga, hey, don't fart on the banana ketchup, nigga.
Yo, that's where the joke's on you, because if you duck, she's gonna uppercut you.
I can take a hit.
He's Duck Jordan.
He he can't duck anything that ants throwing at him. He can't. He's got to jump over
gonna,
it, my nigga.
He's gonna go right into it.
Banana ketchup?
Banana ketchup is fire.
Anyway, yeah. I'm your host, Chris Jordan. Along with me, I got James.
I'm here. I'm in the building.
I got Lou.
I'm back.
And I got Drum Fu.
What's cracking?
Yeah, who cares? Banana ketchup? What the fuck?
Yeah.
It's like a sweet ass ketchup.
Yeah. Mm. Banana?
Yes,
nigga. And tomatoes?
No,
it's not. Don't give Heinz.
Bananas.
It's red.
It's.
Huh?
It is red.
Is it?
Nigga, you never had it?
What the fuck? I just thought it was a thing.
Nah, what's next on the docket, nigga?
Hey, nigga, I just left you out here on your own.
Don't give Heinz no idea.
Nigga, I bought a whole case the first time I tried it.
Damn, son.
Yeah, it's good.
Wait, yeah, your wife's Filipino. Yeah. So, like, that's a thing that they do, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because the first person that put me on
to
it was.
The only culture that does it, yes, that's the thing that they do.
Yeah. Oh.
Why is it red?
I don't know. I never went to the factory to see how the process.
Yeah, I just assumed it would be yellow because bananas.
It's red.
But
it's great. It's fucking great.
Maybe you're
great.
It is just like regular ketchup, but they also
have
add
you ever mixed up banana ketchup with regular ketchup and you put it on your burger and you're like, what the fuck?
That would probably sound amazing.
Oh,
the regular ketchup would probably ruin it though. That's how good the banana ketchup is.
Wow.
Where do you get this?
Filipino supermarket.
Where? What's that?
Look at
P-Mart? F-Mart?
F-Mark.
F-Mark. I was like, this Philippines.
Go to Jollibee and just ask for extra packets.
That's it.
They have it at Jollibee?
I have no idea, but that sounds like a reliable source.
Like, yeah, that's a good
starting
point.
If there's one place that you would have those packets.
Would have to have that.
On the little thing you squish down with the little
take a whole joint.
There you go.
Yeah. It's like, you know, ketchup, mustard, banana ketchup.
Yeah, we're gonna rob a Jollibee.
I'm going to Jackson Heights after this.
Yes, we are. I'm with you.
Ketchup is thick though, so be careful.
Pull my homebody ski mask down.
It's better than thick water.
Mm. Can we like look this up and find out what the fuck it is?
What, thick water?
I'm still not over black water.
Thick water is water.
You never heard of black water either?
But mixed with
Chris, you gotta get up in your water game, nigga.
I am. I just started drinking Jaden's shit. The just water?
That's just water, nigga. Come on.
It's regular water.
Nah, the organic tangerine shit.
Oh, it's flavored water?
Wow, all right. They have the regular.
I've never been into flavored
water.
Don't drink the yellow joint. That's like the lemon. It tastes
weird. For me,
weird.
It's like drinking Hint. And like, I don't fuck with Hint.
Hint?
Yeah.
Hint of what?
You remember Hint water where it would be like a hint of a fruit flavor within the water bottle? Not fucking with it. It's garbage.
Why is your phone so slippery, Lewis? What the fuck?
Don't ask questions. Take it.
Wow. Black. Oh, wow. I've seen this logo before.
Yeah.
But I've never seen it in the bottle.
It's literally just black water. It tastes like water.
Why? $2.49?
Yeah, nigga.
What extra do they put in it?
Black. Melanin.
During Black History Month, James? You just got over the black water?
Well, I'm going to drink melanin.
Hey, man, I stay drinking some melanin. I don't know. Straight from the south.
Okay, maybe, you know what? Maybe I'll drink some more. I'll be dark skinned. Right?
I don't think that's how that works.
All right, moving on.
I mean, hey.
Nope. No.
Can I be dark skinned? Is that a bad thing?
All your
melanin. It was called Thicket.
Thicket? Oh, that's fire.
Oh, that's nasty. That's not fire. You're going to drink Thicket?
Hell yeah, Nick.
It says it's
Xanthan based?
It's for medical dietary adjustment that thickens the consistency of fluids in order to prevent choking.
What?
You know what? Move
Pardon?
On. Let's move
yeah.
on.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I'm not a scientist.
Yeah.
Why would we make the water thicker, though?
I don't know, man.
How does that prevent choking?
I don't know. You might choke on the water.
I've choked on water before.
You ever choked on something thick?
Nah, nigga.
Not like that, nigga.
I don't know about you.
Nah, the way you said
but
it,
not
though.
I'm not like Bernice. I don't know where y'all minds went.
He's just like
you might be like Bernice.
He's just choking on a titty. You're just sucking on a love handle.
Look at this nigga drinking his drink. Bad
nervous. He's just sucking on a love handle and started choking.
Lewis is nasty.
Can we restart this?
My nigga latched his mouth on that straw so hard. So.
Let's not paint that visual, please.
What the? Yo, I typed in thick water.
Whoa.
And then look what popped up.
Yeah.
Nigga.
Is it sexy?
Nigga. No, it's not. It's not.
I want to see it anyway.
Nigga, what?
What's happening?
Wow, it's just like.
Well, let Chris describe
why
it.
Does that pop up with thick water?
Oh, shit. All right, bet. So,
what?
Listen. So, James Googled.
He's like, oh, I bought this.
Nah, James Googled thick water, right?
Googled?
Nah, he Googled the shit, the thick water. He's on gootbuy.com. GOOTBUI.com.
First
gootbuy.com. And it's a bottle
it's
of.
German.
It's German lube. Yeah, it's unscented water-based lube.
That's not the weird part. That's a nasty
so
logo they have there.
The logo, right, is loads, and it's L-O-A-D-Z, but the L is shaped like a dick, an uppercase dick. So it kind of goes straight, and then it curves.
Uppercase dick.
It's the uppercase dick. And then, you know how like some
wow,
logos.
I'm using that. Yeah. I'm texting Shorty, yo, tonight you getting that uppercase dick.
It ain't small, baby. It's yeah. uppercase now.
So you know how certain logos
uppercase
like,
dick is the name of this episode. Is that grammar or are you happy to see me?
Yeah, you gotta hit the cap lock sometime, baby. You gotta hit the cap lock.
Nah, you gonna die doing that.
So you know how
that's just popping like three Viagra.
You know how in certain logos they'll have like a swoosh underneath the word? This one has cum coming out of the tip of the dick of the L.
Of the uppercase dick.
Of the uppercase dick is just three giant droplets of cum. He should go see a doctor. That is way too big to just be cum. But then, if that didn't get the point across, there is a on the bottle. It's a very drippy penis, like a dildo. It's kind of like flesh colored. It's a light skinned dick, and it's just covered it in semen. And in giant capital letters, it says "cum load unscented water based lube." And this is what you can find in James's cookies on his phone.
That's a slippery cookie.
Listen, for the record, when you type in thick water, that's the second thing that pops up.
Damn, so, what's the first?
thick water,
and then the thing that he's actually looking for, followed by loads.
This just says amazing deals.
I bet it is. Fam, that didn't come up second of mine. Just want to throw that out.
Did you say dick water?
Yeah.
Your algorithm is crazy.
I just got bad water in my second one. Because of my recent searches. Obviously, it goes by your recent searches, so I'm just saying.
James been looking up lube.
Hey, man, I support it.
I don't knock it. Yeah.
Go ahead, man. I feel like James, you can't give James too much money because he's going to build like an indoor slip and slide, which is going to be water-based lube.
Yeah.
And that's how you get from room to room. That's how you get from like upstairs to downstairs.
You're going
to
put a whole new definition
of Astroworld. You land in a kiddie pool that's shaped like a vagina.
So you're going to put a new definition of Astroworld.
There you go. A-S-S-T-R-O. Astro.
Just Astro glide everywhere.
But let me see on the docket for the podcast.
Wow.
The Punta Cast that I do with my friends.
You got to Punta Cana?
The Punta Cana.
Hey, muévete coño.
Hey. So in the group chat, Marcel texted us the other day and he was like, can we talk about women's ideas of masculinity tomorrow?
Yes.
These bitches goofy.
I didn't know you were going to say that one, but
I don't know who hurt him.
That is exactly what I wrote in the group chat that I did not think would end up on the podcast.
We here now.
Whoops. But anyway. Because we know that once we start talking about it, he's going to say way more flagrant shit than that. So, fuck it.
Nah. It's just, I've seen like fucking 4 posts this week of women saying regular shit is gay. Like, this morning, right before I came here, I saw a tweet where Shorty was like, yo, what's the deal with men and their loyalty to their boys? Like, this nigga be laying wild pipe or something? And I'm just like,
hey, he just likes his friends more than you, bitch.
Let me ask the room. Like, is it gay to have friends? Like, I don't know what's going on.
Definitely not.
Number one, because we're all friends here.
Ain't nothing wrong with being a little gay.
Oh, sorry.
There isn't. But it's just like, you're just saying everything is gay.
Nah, it just goes back to like that whole shit with like the reason I don't play like the pause game or anything, stuff like that is. You're really kind of just like, I don't like, again, like weaponizing someone's sexuality and making it things like, oh, I'm going to use who you are as a person or who someone else is as a person to shame someone else or to shame you and shit like that. I'm like, that's whack.
It's called weapon sex.
That's why when people pause, I unpause it.
Yeah. And shit like that. And it's just like a weird obsession with like, why is everything running through like a gay filter in your mind where like what's going on with you where everything that someone says or does or blah 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 is running through like this filter and it's like
like you're sitting there just trying to figure out
whether things are gay or not. I'm like, you could be doing so much better things with your time. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? So like when girls say that, because I've seen it and stuff like that, I'm like, no, you just say stupid shit like that upon like probably other stupid shit, and the person you're with obviously doesn't respect you, probably for other reasons. He could be a piece of shit too, and he just enjoys being doing fuck shit with his friends and then coming home to you and fucking you and looking at you, grabbing on your butt, and then leaving again. Maybe that's the situation you find yourself in. It has nothing to do with him being gay for his friends. And also, even if he is, now he get best of both worlds. He's winning 2 times.
Yeah.
So what's up?
Sure, but also like we're about to get real toxic in here. I already feel it and I'm excited. But like also
I'm not planning on going there, but if we do end up there, just know Lou was driving the bus.
I haven't been talking for 2 weeks.
All right, but let me start stretching.
Like females, like they crave attention. So any other thing we're giving attention to is gonna just be like, oh, why are you doing that? Like you hanging out with your friends, why you always gotta hang out with your friends? Like,
cause you're boring and you complain.
People other than you, like,
yeah. So
I can't talk to you about shit that I talk to them with.
I can't talk to you about how the shit you do annoys me to you because you just get mad. So I tell them.
Yeah. Oh, sometimes those talks are really necessary because the shit you do that annoys me, it's really not that serious. I just need to vent about it so I can get the fuck over.
Man,
it.
If I vent to you, it's gonna be a whole situation,
right? Exactly. But if I vent to them, we just make jokes. I laugh it off, and then like I also don't care now.
And then now I come home in a better mood to deal with you.
Yeah. Just what happens in our case, we recorded.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a fact. I'm trying to think if my girlfriend did any stupid shit I could talk about this week.
It's just pretty great.
Why she's sweating her head.
Yeah,
right.
I was just like,
she's just looking for the perfect knife. That's it.
Yeah, there you go.
Man, I fucking Nothing.
Smart Chris in the building today.
Valentine's Day is coming up. I fucking hate Valentine's Day so much. Like, we don't do anything. We kind of don't care. It's just stupid to me. It's just fucking stupid.
To make money. I definitely don't do anything on Valentine's Day.
I fucking hate it. I think flowers are stupid. They just die. You want me to spend $80 on a bouquet that's shaped like a fucking bear?
Hold on.
Flowers that's going
to
die.
You want me to spend $80?
Those shits are expensive, bro. And it has nothing to do with,
I would,
like,
never.
It's like,
I could use that money to go out to dinner with my boys.
And talk about how much we hate flowers. Yeah, like real men.
Yeah, like with me, I just like going out. And like, I just use Valentine's Day as an excuse to go out, but I don't like put so much weight on it.
Nah, fuck that. You know,
I don't go out on Valentine's Day.
You know,
I'll go out every other weekend, but everyone else is out.
Nah, I know. Nah. But
I'm not going nowhere.
I don't go to the popular spots. I go to like my hole in the wall joints.
Burger King.
Yo, why you know my secrets, nigga?
Taco Bell.
Yo, me and the king got the shit.
I'm going to Taco Bell. Yo.
Nah, did you guys hear that? Burger King is actually giving away, what was it?
They bring back the Red Whopper and putting it in a heart shape?
They did that once?
Well, no, but they brought the Red Whopper, the Angry Whopper, it was called. Oh. That shit was banging.
Nah, Burger King
is it just a regular Whopper with food dye?
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
And it was spicy, though.
Oh, okay.
Had, like, jalapenos and hot sauce.
They just put flaming.
Makes sense. I was going to say, like, how do they make it different?
They put flaming hot Cheetos in the mix.
No, no Cheetos.
Son, you know niggas would go, like, fucking nuts for that
crazy
shit.
Burger King is offering free Whoppers to people who bring in a picture of their ex. Hooters did that shit a couple.
If you brought in a picture of your ex and you shredded it, you got free beer or
wings. Yeah, yeah.
Whatever it was.
If you're going to
Burger
King,
shit over a
but is that
Whopper
at all Burger Kings? I think that's at, like, I think it's like a specific, like, four specific Burger Kings.
I don't care where it is, but if you're going to Burger King over Hooters, there's a reason you're single, bro. Think about it. Free wings or free Whopper?
Nope. Making poor life choices.
Got it.
Neither one of them is the greatest choice.
Got it.
But after the two,
I'll take free wings.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Valid. You're right. When you're right, you're right. I think we did that one year, right?
Yeah.
Where we went, it was me, him, our friend Luke, and my other friend Angelique. We all went to Hooters.
Luke brought a picture of Ariana Grande. Because he was really upset about the fact that he sent her a letter asking her to prom and she never responded. And he's been going on a tirade about how she's such a fucking bitch for not responding. I'm like, nigga, she doesn't know you. She's not obligated.
How old is Luke?
Too damn old. I'll say that.
Back then, he was like 22.
we toxic.
Yeah, back then he was 22, but I was like 24.
Ariana Grande was like 16.
Yeah, I was saying. Ariana's like 25 now.
Luke looks
like he's 12, so sad.
Yeah.
Okay.
The nigga walked.
Also, the nigga that put me on a banana ketchup.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, he's also Filipino.
Look how that ties in.
Yo, you know Luke? I mean, Luke? Probably. You know Luke Lou?
I know Luke Lou.
Luke,
you know Luke?
That sounds like
Luke,
a place in Hawaii.
Luke, you know Luke?
What did you say?
Make a like a high, make a hiney ho.
Who's a hiney ho?
Luke.
I don't know that Luke.
Nah.
I don't know hiney ho Luke.
We did.
It really sounds like y'all niggas is speaking a foreign language now. Hiney ho Luke?
I know Luke.
Luke
Lou? Luke Lou? Hi-yo.
Like, it really sounds like y'all niggas are acting at one of those old racist Disney cartoons. like Mickey pulled up to an island and it's just like mad dark skinned people with bones through their noses. Mickey's looking for a shotgun, like, we gotta kill the niggas again. Disney uploads it to Disney Plus. Don't judge us. It was a different time. Like, nah, nigga, don't upload it.
Oh, this nigga's wild. Yup.
Hitler in the background. Oh, this nigga spitting.
Yup. Oh, man. Marcel came to play today.
That's what she said. Hitler saying this nigga spitting to Disney movies is hilarious to me.
That's what you call bars, nigga.
Why the Jim Crow birds like somewhere?
They you know they're in the scene. They're always there.
They're in the background.
The Jim Crow birds. Next to the WB frog.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my Negroes.
It is Black History Month, guys.
We're celebrating, man.
I'm about to spin up Cinnabon Ball.
Hey, yo.
What the fuck is happening?
Yo, I'm in tears.
But anyway, we went.
We potted now.
Yeah. Luke brought in a picture of Ariana Grande.
Yeah, shout out to Luke for that. Did you get the free wings?
So, yeah. I photoshopped.
Well, the waitress that we fucked with us. Yeah. Sometimes. Otherwise, nah.
Because I came with a picture. I photoshopped my head on Robin Thicke's body because he had his arm around Paula Patton. Mm. Love Paula Patton. So it was just my big ass head. You remember like the George Lopez show? Anytime he did a throwback?
Yeah.
That's what the picture looked like.
Okay.
Still got free wings.
That's right.
But
we came to you guys for
they appreciate it.
Yeah, but fuck Valentine's Day, man. You know what we should do on Valentine's Day? We should buy a bunch of flowers, come to the studio, and just stomp on them while drinking.
That sounds like a wild waste of money, but all right.
Yeah. Why am I doing that?
You know how expensive flowers are?
Yeah.
For no reason. Why are flowers so expensive?
We can't do it with the candy, because, nigga. Like, that shit cheap.
Go ahead, James.
They're expensive because of taxes.
They tax the flowers?
Flower taxes? Thank you, James.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, James, don't
worry. Wow, one fucking time I thought this nigga had like some sort of information or something.
Look at the way he's sitting.
Nigga sitting with confidence.
That was a seriousness.
He fucking ate 30 Cinnaballs. Now the left side of his body's going numb. He's slumped over.
All the way to another side. Only Chris knew I wasn't being serious. We having a conversation about like funny racist jokes. This nigga over there battling diabetes.
It's just like him. Nigga swinging for the fences over here.
Nigga looking like the third member of that Blurred podcast.
Hey, yo.
His spleen is sweating right now.
I'd have to gain like 800 pounds to do that.
Nigga, I don't even know what a spleen does.
It sweats, apparently.
This shit is crazy.
Nigga's kidneys is just shadow boxing in preparation.
This nigga's fucking Creed versus Drago.
In his guts.
In his body right now.
The third member of the Blurred podcast.
That's even the first. That's,
many not fresh. And killer not Mike.
$0.50
Oh my god.
Oh, man. But yeah, there's a fuck Valentine's Day. I mean, me and my girl are still going out, but
exactly. Like, it's just an excuse for me to go out.
Yeah, it's like
see, I'm lucky because my anniversary is the week before. So like once Valentine's Day comes around, it's just like we did a thing bigger than that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But does that my girlfriend and her friends are actually doing a Galentine's Day?
Oh.
That sounds cool.
On that
Now, is that gay?
That Sunday?
Nah.
What's the guy?
We didn't even think about that shit at all.
Wait, what's the guy?
That's all I'm saying. Thought never even crossed the nigga's mind.
What does the Galen consist of?
We appreciate it.
It's just, it's real.
Yo, Lou, why I'm concerned, nigga. Let him finish the statement before we get excited.
So nervous.
Nah, Galentine's Day is really just girls hanging out.
Being girls.
Like they're going to drink wine.
Got it a wine. Okay.
And
mimosas,
like,
mimosas to go around?
No, she said she got it from Parks and Rec where they did a Galentine's Day. I guess it was like
I'm the only person that watches Parks and Rec.
It was all the women
I still got to watch it.
It's Light.
Okay. I like Parks and Rec. It's a good show.
All the women that couldn't get dates or some shit like that. Just get together and celebrate themselves. It just sounds really sad to me.
Yeah.
In that context, but in hers, it's just like, hey, friends, let's hang out. All right.
How many of them are there? 7, 8, 9, 10?
4.
Is it because all her friends are single and Marcia's just a really good person?
Are all her friends single? I feel like yes and no. Like, the ones that are single are, like, in a weird, like, loop of dating, not dating.
They're single.
Ball piece, not ball piece.
Yeah, okay. So it's like, it could go either way.
It's like,
I don't know.
Committed relationship.
Yeah, it can.
Yeah, I'm just like, yo, bro, have fun. I'm probably going to go to Hooters next week.
Chris's life advice. Yo, bro,
have fun, bro. Like,
I mean, that is some really sound life advice.
That's a
t-shirt.
Yo, bro, have fun.
Have fun. Don't hurt anyone in the process.
But
try not to.
She wanted to get like little gifts and shit like that. So I was like, yo, get them condoms. But like really bad condoms.
Yes.
Yo, get them condoms.
The Rough Riders?
No, let's get
NYC.
Let's get our condoms and let's poke holes in it before you, and then give them to your friends.
Nah.
Yeah,
that's perfect. Put it on a shish kebab stick.
There you go. With a heart up top.
With a heart up top.
See, not in the. Now I'm kind of with them because that if they use
what is wrong with y'all niggas?
Listen.
It has to be visibly not usable. Yeah, that way, if you still use it, as you're a dumbass.
Right, I'm cool with that.
Yeah,
as long as they know.
Yeah, like they know we're not.
Yeah, don't be secretive about
you
it.
You said give them condoms and poke holes in them. I'm like,
I was with Marceau on that one. Then he said the shish kebab. I was like, all right, cool, I get it.
But if you meant like poke holes in it, but like they can visibly see
like his
the
idea
hole
too.
In it,
make discreet holes.
Nah. They're not going to use them anyway.
They don't want a discreet baby.
I was like, I'm 89% sure that her friends aren't using rubbers anyway.
Put all their business out there. Right.
I mean, like, nah. I mean, they're fucking one person. So it's
all
like,
of them?
No.
Hey, it better not be.
I was saying, sitting around.
Whoa.
Bleeping that out.
Why is your phone on the floor back there?
Don't worry about it.
That shit real slippery.
His phone trying to leave.
My phone said nope.
Nope, I am out. Nah, but like they're all fucking like with one person each. So it's like they're not going to use rubbers and shit like that. And I feel like that joke is going to backfire on me.
Oh, yeah.
That's mad baby showers I got to go to now.
Yeah. And babysitting because you don't want your wife here.
She can babysit. We live in different houses.
Tell me he
I'll
so.
Be home. Like, I'm going to Hooters with Marcel.
Right. Until she brings the baby to your house and be like, yo, hold up. And then just not come back inside.
Yep. Nope. Never mind. I'm not watching.
They bring the babies to your house.
Go ahead. I don't got to open the door.
She knows the code.
No, she don't.
Is it code?
Yeah, I got a code thing on my door.
Hey, look at you.
You got a doggy door, don't you?
No.
Oh, all right. I was going to say, might just let the baby crawl through that shit and just leave it.
Just a random baby in the house.
His mom going to let everybody in.
His mom going to be mad and say, Chris, whose baby is this?
No. The way his mom treats cats,
she'd
let the baby rock.
It's her baby now.
Yeah, I would have to get out. The baby's in my room.
And then she'd be like, oh, I could build a crib. Like, things going on. She could use it.
Motivation.
Yeah, when you're right, you're right. But yeah, Galentine's Day is apparently a thing.
Nah, that's cool.
Like, Galentine's Day.
So they got a jingle and everything.
Galentine Day.
Hey, wait, Matt Ethnic right
now. Yeah. He went from like KTU to like
Hot 97
and to 93.9 Jamrock.
No, like, yeah. Hot 97 at 12 p.m.
Yeah.
Throwback at noon over here.
Sunday night.
Static Selecta.
Yes.
This nigga went from fucking Katy Perry to Chet Hanks real quick.
Hey. Wow. Hey. He's canceled, by the way.
You know, I found funny.
They said something to him about cultural appropriation. He said, man, I fuck with them teams. Man, I understand what you're talking about.
Man, I
that. Dirty found, mouth youth.
I found funny that for some reason, the resurgence of the Tyler and Flex freestyle has been happening, and people have been like, oh, this shit's funny. Like, y'all didn't see this? Like,
yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
Bro,
I noticed mad people didn't see that shit. I was like, y'all laughing bugging at this one clip.
Y'all just hear
this freestyle is like 15 minutes long of
fire.
This. It's hilarious.
Yo, bro, when that shit came out, I was on the floor. I watched it over and over again.
Yeah.
And I would send specific people that clip when he told them, like, yo.
Me and Flex.
Whoa.
Looking for some buff neck nigga. It's some hot
bus. What made you go with that?
What made you go with that verse? Flex is like, whoa.
Nah, I like the fact that he looked at him after he said it.
Yeah, that was funny. That was funny. The subtle nods in that whole freestyle is funny. Like, even the next bar is over, he was like, I got a little cousin who would, like, take my whole shit when I die. And he's like, no. That's funny.
Shout out Tyler, son, man. Every Tyler, the Creator freestyle is hilarious.
Yeah.
Because he hates that they ask him to do it.
Yeah.
So he's like, yo, if I'm going to make it enjoyable, I'm gonna have fun with it.
Yeah, it was fun.
The one where he does it as a fucking gangster battle rapper is the funniest fucking
shit.
You guys
should have linked to that one.
It's him and Earl. Mm. He was like, I got a gun in my pants. And nothing matters because I got a gun in my pants.
It's about right.
Oh, man. Did you guys hear about Sims 5?
Yeah.
They still make those?
Make it an online? Yeah. Yo,
it's so
I've never seen my girlfriend so upset.
Upset? Why?
About Sims 5. Because
really?
It's supposed to be a multiplayer online thing.
No, Sims 4 was like that.
No.
Nah. You can play that shit dolo.
I knew you could. Oh, but it's only online?
No. It's include. EA confirms that Sims 5 is going to be a next generation game, including single and multiplayer.
Yeah, they have multiplayer in Sims 4.
All right. As long as it's single, it's cool. But the way she painted it, she made it seem like it was only multiplayer. Like, you know, when they were trying to make always online games a thing and niggas just rebelled against that? Yeah. Like, yo,
I don't like niggas like that.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't want to always have to play.
Are
y'all
buying it?
Oh, for sure. I can't wait to fucking online bully all these fucking kids.
This game was Sims 4 for free. So I'm about to refresh myself.
Oh, word?
Okay.
I'm on PlayStation Plus.
I'm going to download that shit.
Yeah, it's on PlayStation.
You're welcome.
You have PS4?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, man.
Lewis the Designer. Everywhere.
Everywhere. I don't.
Oh, I know who I'm adding
nigga
later.
Mad friend requests from people he don't want to play with.
Because I don't play shit. Oh, like, I play 2K sometimes.
Yo, your daughter gonna be cursing out a whole lot of strangers.
Yo, Lou's about to get the wild message from me on PS4.
Oh, what, sir? What the fuck? He's right here. Why?
Tell me, nigga.
Yo, Lou, your daughter trash talk when she plays games?
She don't play online like that.
Like that.
But you still be trash talking when you wax in the computer sometimes.
Nah. She be chilling.
I'd
be violating no matter who I'm playing.
That may be even like more concerning. Like you doing some wild, violent shit in a game, you just silent. Like, what are you thinking? What's going up in your head?
I definitely beat bitches over the head with baseball bats.
I'm sorry. Okay.
And I was like, blah. Like, at least like a little bit of that.
Jesus.
Because I'm not doing that shit in real life.
Okay.
All right. Good.
I would hope.
I'm proud of you.
Definitely not.
Back to Sims 5. All right.
I put down a new dresser. Boy! All right.
Yo, I'm not going to lie. Like, my wife was, like, addicted to, like, The Sims for, like, most of our relationship.
Yo, just building that shit is fun as
That's
fuck.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I was in charge of the houses, and I was fucking hyped. Yeah,
that's the only part of the game I enjoy.
I'm like, building homes. You can make the family. You can make the generation. You can do all that bullshit. I'm building the house.
Nigga, your bathtub is a pool? What?
Need not, that in real life.
Nigga, what?
That's not sanitary, but I did it.
Yo, don't let this nigga design a home ever.
I'm totally letting him design
the homebody home.
Fam.
The homebody home is nasty. A swimming pool is your bathtub.
I'm paying rent over there.
I can't wait to online like bully kids and shit like that when in Sims 5 and shit like that.
You just walk up in a nigga's house like, yo, I live here now.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm a cuck mad niggas in Sims 5. Wow. I'm coming in and fucking
Look
your
what
wife.
What you doing on Sims 5?
Oh, you goddamn right.
Some little 13-year-old kid trying to just get like his life together. He's going to be ruined.
Wow.
Oh, yeah?
Nigga, I'm going to delete the doors on your house.
Your wife is Scarlett Johansson? All right.
Yeah, you kind of coming out with a light skin.
I'm about to be Scarlett Johansson, nigga.
Hey. Oh,
yeah, nigga, we doing
y'all niggas is crazy.
We doing home invasions, fucking
home invasions, all 2021.
All 2020 Sims home
invasions. You don't know nothing about that Dunker 4 expansion pack.
That's a wild.
I like
it. Mad knives.
Pre-order to get your ski mask now.
All the clothing, whole body.
You goddamn right. One sec. Give me 2 seconds.
You got three.
One, two, three.
Oh shit! Oh fuck! I should have been. You literal motherfuckers, I hate you. But no, my issue. James threw fire sauce at my ball piece.
You know what that means.
That's. See, like, when I say pause, I just do it so everyone in the room is fully aware of how wild the statement sounded.
Now we know. We're
that's
fully
it.
Aware.
That's it.
No, that's fun.
I didn't even say pause. It was just like an A. Like,
Ayo is my new favorite pause, by the way.
I prefer Ayo over pause. Because it's like, we're not stopping. We're just acknowledging, that's just kind of crazy.
Something happened to everybody.
And it's funny, we keep going.
I fight.
Like, Ayo.
But nah, my...
No, don't throw it at my ball feet.
You can't handle that fire.
Call Smokey the Bear for that nigga.
Hey, man, maybe this is why women think we're gay.
Because we do shit like this,
it's full circle.
Yeah, shit's starting to come together now that I think about it. Right,
It should not make it come together.
Hey, man.
I definitely saw one shorty. She was like...
Yo, that one registered late.
Yeah. That was a floater. It took a while for it to land, but when it did.
I'm not CP3, right, that's BP3 over there.
Hey, yo.
BP3O.
Homie was like, yo, let's start a thread of black men taking care of their skin. And Shorty was like, these are the men y'all fucking?
I was like, this nigga
wants to look good.
Part of me if I would have...
They gave me, though.
But God forbid, Michael B. Jordan puts up a picture and, he's got great skin.
Part of me...
I'm trying to get there.
Part of me,
like,
bitch.
That nigga glowing, I want to glow, too. Right?
Where my cocoa butter at?
Part of Lou look like a grease monkey.
Whoa. See? Now we went too far.
He said, I want to glow too.
Now that's that Walt Disney shit coming back.
Only am I moisturized, but I'm a monkey. Ain't this some bullshit? Coolest monkey in the jungle.
He said you a moist monkey. That's crazy. Right.
He said, pardon me, bitch, if I want to drink water and get rid of my blackheads.
That's right. So I got cucumber lime water, bitch. I care about myself. What do you mean?
I do facials twice a week. Come on.
Oh, hey. Would you date a man that goes out to dinner with his friends? Like, I would hope so.
Yeah. Like, who else is he going to go out to dinner with?
You? Only you?
Yeah. If he's, who's he hanging out with if it's not you and it's not his homies? Other bitches. So what you want?
What do you want? The loser?
Like, yeah.
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 That's nigga that just stays home.
I think
doesn't do shit.
But it's popping.
But we got bad skin.
And can't go outside. Oh, but he's popping.
Y'all just described me. Shit. I was like, I might have to date this toxic woman. I will land on the bullet for all of my brethren. Nah, don't bring no toxic women over by
you about to land on a bullet when Marcy hears this.
Yeah, oh, shit. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Whoops. Damn, what were you talking about? Sims 5?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My thing with this game being online and multiplayer, I think it's going to create a whole new toxic online community in a way.
A whole new one? As opposed to the current toxic?
Yeah,
online?
Yeah.
Because how's
it evolving?
Because now you're creating faces and personalities with these, like these, in a weird,
you
like,
can do that in games already. Like, there are certain games where the whole thing is just like you pull up as...
No, like, there's like, used to be like RuneScape and
Second Life?
Yeah, like Second Life. There we go. That's what I was thinking of.
Shit like that.
I couldn't remember.
But now I think Sims is probably like the titan of these things. Where it's
Call of Duty of those games.
Yeah, where it's just like, hey, people of all like backgrounds and like social circles and shit like that would play this game, especially for the joke. Remember that guy who did the modded Sims game and they were just fucking in weird positions?
Yeah. Ooh.
That guy's coming back with a whole new account, I bet.
Like, but you can't mod the shit.
Yeah, not the
and do the shit online.
No, but I'm saying the fact that that account exists, it's like, oh, I'm going to play this game now because I want to do dirty shit in Sims. Niggas are going to be uploading like clips and shit like that.
Yo,
bullying.
Can you actually ball piece in Sims?
Yeah. If they're in the mood for it.
What do they call it?
Fucking?
No, they call it something.
Woohooing.
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 And if you get like the right mods.
But isn't this for all ages?
It'll be actual fucking. Yeah, but they blur it out. Or
unless you got the cheat code.
You see him like go under the sheets and shit, and the sheets just move.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but
it seems I used to ball piece all the time.
Yo, word. I was like 12 playing that shit.
My whole thing was I'd make this bomb ass house and fill it with several women.
Yeah.
And like I was Hugh Hefner. I was also like 12 at the time when I was doing it.
Okay.
Pugh Hefner.
Explains why we turned out this way.
And that's Lou Hefner.
Yeah.
Lou Hefner. Nah, my shit was build a house. Because every family gets a net worth of like $60,000, some shit like that. So I use the full 60, build a house.
We know that ain't New York.
Kill that family, move another family in.
I use the cheat code to just have like unlimited money and just build a mansion.
So do I.
The house is cheaper because people just died in it. And then I do that like 2-3 times. I'll sell their gravestones and stuff like that, buy some pizza.
Because
you get $20 for the gravestones.
When you die,
like
you can play rock, paper, scissors with the Grim Reaper to come back to life.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's the most high stake.
I definitely
rock,
had
paper,
a moment where,
game ever.
That's a fact.
Where I died in someone's game and they told me they didn't know that was a feature. And I was like, nah, bitch, you lying. You just didn't want me in the game anymore. You wanted to get a new husband. I see how it works.
Wow.
I'm not fucking with you no more.
See, now look. Now the online thing, you can have online like relationships and shit like that. I'm saying, look. Yo,
don't speak that into existence.
It's going to happen.
I'm not doing it.
It's going to happen. I'm telling you. We talk about having a second family.
Not doing it.
Sims.
Secret family? Now online family?
Online and you could talk to the person now. You're on a headset while playing the Sims.
So many girls are going to be like, but baby, we can play it together. You get your account and I get
Oh, she don't
want to
play with you, baby. Don't worry about it.
Oh, no. I'm coming
to you. She don't want to play with you, man.
Sun's out.
We talking about Sim City, though. I'm
Sun's
on
out,
Sim City all day.
This nigga trying to be a mayor.
He already is.
I love Sim City to fucking death.
Of the Sim City Dibbles?
Yeah.
Sim City was my shit.
What's Sim City?
It's the Sims.
It's the Sims, but you just manage a city. So you are the mayor.
That's way too much work.
Yeah, it actually is.
So I gotta look at budgets. I gotta go to assembly meetings.
You gotta look at schematics.
Fix potholes and shit.
I would play that shit for hours on end, trying to make the most lucrative city.
You gotta
possible.
Make sure your civilians are happy, which is something you don't want to do.
My shit gonna look
and
like
then
a
I
project.
Get bored because everything would start running well and it wasn't a challenge
Hurricane.
Anymore.
Hurricane.
Wait, can you make it look like the projects?
If you want.
Oh,
in my projects.
That's the thing that I like the most about games like that. It's just like they pretty much just hand you the tools and you do whatever the fuck you want.
Oh, shit.
It's a sandbox.
Listen, it's going to be sex shops on every block. Sex shops and liquor stores.
I don't do that.
Nasty city.
It's going to
go. I just sometimes put an
that's
industrial
the name of it,
building
nasty
in
city.
The middle of like the rich neighborhood.
Nah, wait. I'm building a comic book shop, comic book slash sex shop. It's going to be
Slash
called.
Sex Shop.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be called What Kind of Sex Shop Is This? That's fire. Look, he's thinking. The gears are turning in Marcel's head. He likes it. You get a bag and board.
He
and
doesn't like it.
You get a bag and board and a dilly.
I like the name. I don't like
which
the
one's
idea,
the comic
though.
Reference? Huh? Which was the comic reference on that one?
Never touch the door handles.
We'll see.
I don't know. Okay.
It's a nasty shop.
No, don't touch nothing.
Yeah. Everything in that store is going to be black.
He got he got peeping booths and reading booths. I don't know with it.
Take a gamble.
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't know which is which.
Yo, the peep booths, you're just cosplay and then they strip.
Oh, yeah. I'm here. Yo, you know they got nerdy burlesque shows? I wanted to tell you we should go. We should just make that a thing.
That'd oh, we're doing it for podcast research, babe.
Yeah.
Perfect. Out. Got it. We're out. Yeah. Let's go.
What are you trying to talk about?
Yeah. All right. Cool. I'm here. Wait, where?
I don't know. I got to find
it's
it.
A hidden location.
It just happens like all over the city. They're moving around.
You just got to pop in.
They had one where everyone was Harley Quinn. And they did it in Brooklyn.
Sexy so. Nerds. You follow Sexy Nerds?
Nah.
Why'd you?
Good old Harley Quinn.
Why do you say like?
Nah.
Yo, I gotta watch that Harley Quinn show. I saw like
a little
snippet, and it was when she was hanging off the ledge in the Batcave.
Oh yeah.
And then she was like, "Oh, this is where you fuck all the bats."
Oh yeah.
I was like, "Wait a minute."
He was like, "I don't do that." She's like, "Mm-hmm, sure." Yeah, sure you don't, Bruce.
Yo, what's wrong with you?
I was like, "Oh, I didn't know they cursing this." I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, rated M.
I there's like
blood,
that.
Blood. There's blood, cursing, all that shit in there.
Okay.
What else do I got?
Duck it.
Okay. Oh, there was another link sent in the group chat.
Hey!
But it was from last week. It was from Lewis.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
I've been saying some bullshit lately.
As opposed to?
Lately. I've been sending less bullshit, I guess.
Yeah, you don't even believe it.
Let me live, son.
I got to find it, though. Damn. Okay, cool. Oh, goddamn.
I also forgot what it was about, too, but I know I read it.
Okay.
Did it go through?
Let's see. Yeah. So we found another, goddamn.
Hold up, nigga. Let's get the link first.
Oh, you got it.
Damn, how far did you scroll up? I got it.
I scrolled up a lot.
Yeah, so we found another thing in the group chat. This one was from Lewis. I guess it's more, I think this episode we may be bashing women the most.
Are we bashing women or are we just keeping it real?
Listen, we all listen to that Drake song. Now we're in the mood.
I don't care for that song.
Man.
Desires?
Man. That is one of my favorite songs ever.
Yeah. I support Already. It. Hey, yeah.
The song is hard.
If you like it,
with
you
a hard
like
H.
It.
Hard H.
I just don't give a shit.
That's the video he's recording in Marcy.
Right now. Is I just it? Don't give a mm-hmm. shit.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
I was like, what? It's a weird backdrop.
Marcy Project's not my girlfriend.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, hey, Marcy.
Oh, we know. I guess, yeah, audience.
Yeah,
not,
they don't know.
He's not recorded in Marcy.
I'd fuck Drake up.
I mean.
I'll beat the fuck out Drake.
Marcy might have had a mistaken identity. You never know. Y'all never
everybody's dying. Everybody.
I might let that slide.
You're going to let that slide, James?
You don't get to make that decision for me. Drake, he's like, nah, Chris, cool. Drake got this. Nigga, what? Now, James drives off in a Benz, and I'm like, oh, nigga, what? God damn it, Toronto.
Six, 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 six,
six, six. Oh,
I appreciate man. You putting me in a Benz.
Thank you. No, thank Drake you. Put you in a Benz.
Yeah.
This nigga putting you in a hearse.
He can't catch me in that Benz, though.
It's gonna be not in a Saturn or whatever the fuck you got. I don't know.
A Subaru. Like a Saturn was the last car.
Not in a Subaru.
Next car I'm going to get is going to be a Saab just so I can keep with the S's.
Yes.
You're going to cry in that car like a motherfucker.
Oh, for sure. But go ahead, Lou. You want to read it?
Yeah. This is like a text message.
Okay.
Oh, this is one dude texting his homie Berto. Shout out to Berto.
Shout out Berto.
Not the boxer Berto.
About a situation he got into with his girl and her best friend. Now, I want you guys' opinion of this when I finish reading it.
Well, first of all, I'm on his side because anytime it's girl and the best friend always talking wild shit, don't know. The best friend always got the most opinion, but nothing to do with the situation.
Amen.
Yeah. So he texts Berto. He goes, my nigga. So I'm out with Britt, right? Her best friend in town, so she wanted to meet up with her. We all go out.
No, she wanted me to meet up with her.
To meet her. Okay. My bad. All right.
Lou hasn't read in a while, so.
Her best friend in town, so she wanted me to meet her. We all go out eating and drinking. Check comes. I pay for Brit because that's my pussy.
All right. All right. Let's stop right there.
Judging by the way he's wording this, I want to say the relationship is a little rocky. So right now I'm just like, all right, you need to slow down, cut. But you know what? Go ahead.
I'm still in the steam so far. All
right.
Other shorty go to pay for her bill and her car decline. She hit a nigga with the is maybe because I'm in a different state. I don't know. Chase be wildin'.
Stop right there.
Uh huh.
To be fair, Chase do be wallin'.
Not Bank my Chase.
TD Bank walled on me when I was going to talk about this morning. They're like, nigga, you ain't from Long Island. I was like, bitch, I come to this talk about every week. Got me embarrassed in a fucking drive thru line.
Oh, no, not the drive thru honking. Beep, beep.
Run it through again, fam. Run it through again.
Homie sitting there looking at you like, you broke as hell, nigga. You should have $20.15.
Nah, put the plastic.
$20, nigga.
Put the plastic bag on it. So just swipe it again.
That shit works.
Yeah, it's.
That shit
on.
Works.
Go ahead.
All right, where was I? So I'm sitting there, like, laughing my ass off. Well, you better call Chase. It's a real nigga. It's a real nigga right here. Because I don't got the $133 to be covering your portion of the check. Nigga, what the fuck was y'all ordering?
To be fair, again, son, I went to sushi last night between me, Marcy, and Alyssa. That check was steep. That was just three.
You can fuck around, go some places, and just end up looking at that check for a little bit and be like, yo, how we run up 400?
But luckily,
Masaki.
But I'm getting a little cocky now with this Uber Eats shit. Because now I'm just like, man, throw me a shit, nigga. Nigga, I do three deliveries out there.
This is what happens when you give Chris a little extra money.
Yeah, word. I was just like, yep.
Nigga, calculating that shit in deliveries.
Nigga, that's what happens when
three
you give anyone extra money.
That's
how it is, though. Nigga, you do calculating deliveries, though.
Nigga, that's an avocado with Five Guys and a hibachi sushi. Nigga, run the cart, bitch.
Saturday afternoon, nigga.
When I was doing mad overtime, I was like, nigga, one shift, I paid this shit off. This ain't nothing.
This ain't nothing.
I did that, and then it was like, yo, we shutting overtime down for a little bit. I was like, oh,
Hey, yo. Call back to the restaurant.
Take it back. Like, yo.
I bought that meal.
One shift. I bought just one shift. That's all I need.
Fuck it. Call the restaurant. Nigga, I'm reporting my card stolen.
That's right.
I was like, matter of fact, miss, I haven't made any purchases in 6 months. So we can just go ahead and retroact all that shit.
That should be getting me hype when I get that text message with like fraud shit and it's the last person I'm going to make that day.
Yeah.
You know what? No, it wasn't me.
I wasn't on OnlyFans.
That was Luis. Luis Hernandez. Over here.
This nigga over here.
This nigga reporting fraud on his OnlyFans.
He said, I don't got the $133 to be covering your portion of the check. I don't even know you like that.
Fair.
Yep. Right. These niggas been boys for like 70 years.
Word.
Yo, so he goes, laughing my ass off. So I refuse to pay. Tell me why Britt mad at me now. Said, I'm cheap and I embarrassed her in front of her best friend. Yo, how I embarrassed your dumb ass. I paid for both of us. Your friend embarrassed you by showing up broke. Bitch, Jason locked out your card.
Don't play with me. And that was the end of it.
That was one of the dumbest things ever.
So I can honestly see.
Dumb.
Okay. I can see.
We can see that James ain't paying.
Hell no.
Bitch, you
y'all ain't
knew.
Even got to look at me. Y'all already know.
You came here knowing you didn't have that, and you spent $131.
You're over here with the filet mignon.
Come on.
And mad drinks.
Mad drinks.
You know what it is?
This shit exceed two digits. We not paying for nada, mama.
That's the thing talking about you embarrass me. I'd be like, all right, yo, waitress, you know what? Just pay for mine and split put their shits together.
Yeah, put their shit together.
Yeah, I'm like.
Y'all both washing dishes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That relationship. First he said, that's my pussy. And now he's like, and she's washing the dishes. Like, what is
it
happening?
Goes from your pussy to the world pussy real quick.
Yeah. I am so scared right now. I don't like this.
It's intergalactic pussy.
Wow.
I got real comic booky real quick. Uh-huh.
Wrong podcast. Now, I could honestly see.
Issue one of Galactic Pussy.
I would read the fuck out of
exactly.
That.
That's what shit he'd read.
That sounds fire.
Galactic Pussy.
Hey, I'm drawing characters tonight, nigga.
Oh, the tentacles.
Yes, the tentacles.
Suck the whole nigga soul out.
Yes.
Galactic Pussy is just like some bad space shorty just going through.
What's her powers?
Being bad as hell.
She shoots beams from her pussy. What do you mean?
Yes.
Beams of righteousness.
Like Cyclops beams?
Like
you gotta keep the pussy close so it won't shoot.
I like that. I like that.
I'm not kidding. You gotta keep the pussy close so it don't shoot.
I like that.
Wow. What?
Call her Thought Summers.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
Thought Summers. Now we potting.
Stanley would never.
Stanley can't.
Wow. Well, he's not wrong.
Oh yeah, you're right.
God.
If he did, I'd be concerned. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Knowing him, he might be able to.
What the fuck? Yo, when the Marvel snipers come for your ass, I want to be standing far, far.
Stan Lee walks into the Marvel office and is like, guys, I got a new idea. The Marvel office is just shut down. Niggas jump out the window like, yeah.
Hey, yo.
Turn this shit into Pet Sematary.
Police. Police. Help. Police. Help. Niggas just running away because the new character isn't a minority. That's what they can do.
Wait, like the pussy's not black?
Yeah, Bendis.
Not if Stan Lee writes it.
You're right. You're right.
Damn, that's crazy. Now they got Bendis. Now all we get is black.
Yep.
Everybody black.
Like, Bendis, why you like white people so much? Points at his wife.
Like, all right. All right. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Door. It's Marcy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, but back to this fucking group shit, right? Yeah, I think I could definitely see her wilding out over that, but like unreasonably.
Aww. Nah, that shit's stupid, dude.
Said I'm cheap and I embarrassed her in front of her best friend. But like, what does me have? What do I have to do with your best friend's pockets? That's your best friend. Yeah. Like you said, I didn't know her from like a hole in the wall.
She's really sitting there like, now she thinks I'm dating some broke nigga that can't afford $130. I can afford it. It's the fucking principal.
Yeah.
Wait, bitch, why can't you afford to pay the $130 for your friend?
That just came into town. Yeah.
Why can't your friend afford $130 for herself?
Why are you looking at me?
Why your friend don't got a credit card?
See, but the thing
is, I ain't this bitch daddy.
The thing is, if the roles were reversed and he went out with the two friends he didn't have the 100, it would be a whole different. She'd still be embarrassed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and everybody washing dishes.
So she's embarrassed that he couldn't pay for himself, but she's embarrassed that he couldn't pay for her friend.
No, he was able to pay for him and her.
But, but I'm saying like if it was reversed.
He could also pay for her. He just didn't,
he didn't want to. Exactly.
And he didn't need to. Nor should he have to. Yeah. Nor should he be the one that's embarrassing anyone, because he's good.
Now, let's play devil's advocate. Now, if he invited them out.
Let's not, nigga.
No, but. If he invited them out, then yeah. But he didn't.
Yeah,
he
that's
didn't.
The thing.
Yeah, he got invited out by his girl.
I'm
you playing devil's advocate with some make believe shit.
That's what devil's advocate
is. No, it's not. Like, devil's advocate, you got to see the other side of the current story.
Oh, my bad.
You making up a whole different hypothetical to try and help him look like nah.
That's, let me play the hypothetical advocate then.
That's devil's avocado. That's not the devil's advocate.
Yo, that's my favorite devil.
Yeah, that's.
Mine is deviled eggs, but
I was saying it's like a deviled egg, but an avocado.
I will fuck up a plate of deviled eggs, bro.
I made some a few weeks ago.
Plate of deviled eggs will fuck you up too.
Yo,
deviled eggs and a side of turkey bacon.
Woo, you making me hungry.
Nigga, you had 5 burrito and 17.
And he wasn't hungry when he ate that.
Cinnaballs.
I wasn't.
That was a wild mix.
That's crazy. I wasn't even hungry.
Your buddy's beatboxing right now.
Hey, no, not yet.
Damn, what was I gonna say? Now,
that shit sound like Biz Markie. Yeah.
Stick up. So like,
holding up stalls in the bathroom. Like, oh Lord,
we've all been
Jesse
there.
Just made another.
We've all his intestines are like a funk master flex. Whoa, what made you go with that meal?
So now the nigga's shitting. I mean, wait, what?
No. I mean, look at Chris reminiscing.
This nigga shit. Yeah, my bad.
Chris reminiscing.
This nigga shitting. No.
So now imagine this nigga sitting. That's what I meant to say. Sitting at home, minding his business, and his girl come up to him. Is like, babe, you know, Charisse is coming to town, blah, blah, blah. I told her all about you. I want you to meet, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, where'd I?
And I was like, why don't you two go out? Y'all catch up and all that stuff. She's like, nah, but I want you to come. I want you to meet you. And you're like, I kind of don't want to. But you're like, fine.
Yeah.
You finally have to put on some like jeans and shit like that. And you're like,
I mean, because it's important to the shorty.
He's like, yo, I'm going to make this minor sacrifice.
Jeans are more for
your overall happiness.
Like a plaid pant.
It's cool.
Like a plaid pant?
Yeah.
This nigga can't be like me, but
here's one scenario that might make it
Say what's the scenario? Nice.
If he pays and that ends in a threesome,
it's not gonna happen.
No, I don't want to fuck that bitch.
Wait, why? Oh my god.
Well, you don't know how she looks like.
I mean, but also to be fair, that don't even mean shit.
Hey, you're right.
Nah, that fits in the context of this toxic thing, because I'm just going back to he said that's my pussy. So I'm like, this nigga's toxic.
Yeah. He's wilding.
He's very toxic, but
he's probably.
But he's also talking to his friend.
This
is not a public tweet.
Yeah, but still, he screenshot. He ended up putting it up. So
hey, I don't know about y'all, but I'm trying to make women look bad. Let's stop talking about where he fucked up.
Oh, my bad.
Nigga, you smell like Liberty Avenue.
Whoa.
Is that where y'all went?
I don't think I've ever smelled Liberty Avenue. Yeah.
No, Liberty Avenue.
Uh-huh. Break it down, James.
You should slap him.
But she don't know what she doesn't even know what that means.
It just sounded wild, no matter what it means. even if it's good, it sounds crazy.
She smells like curry and spices and stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Yeah, Liberty right. Avenue.
No, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's what Liberty Avenue smells like.
She went shopping for fucking fabrics and shit like that, so I know all the stores she probably went to. That's why I said
that's actually.
I'm actually kind of happy that Marcy's here, because now we can get another perspective here.
Oh yeah,
Marcy, if Chris.
Should I let her read it?
Yeah, let her read it. Yeah. While we talk about
it. Hey, if she disagrees, you got to yell at her. Don't scroll to the left.
Well, let's keep talking about these. We have an audience. Let's keep talking.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
But yeah, like in the context of like where he is, like toxicity wise, I could see him being like, yo, I would fuck her friend and stuff like that. Or maybe I could fuck her and her friend. Especially since her friend doesn't live in town. She's gone.
Yeah, that's such a trash move.
But that's if you're fitting a friend. But I don't think he's fitting a friend.
I
think he's not feeling a friend because she ain't had no money. Everything was probably cool and fine to hold dinner until she ain't had that money.
No, because think about
it. Nah, but she's also like the annoying best
but
friend.
But that was a BS-ass excuse, though.
I think we're adding the fact that she's the annoying best friend.
No, but like, probably.
But you know, niggas is extra, and we'll go the extra mile for that threesome. So it's like, if he was feeling the shorty and she was fine, like, it's not even a question if she's going to pay. You're just going to pay for the check. Just a stunt. Uh-huh. Or what's the word? A trick.
Yo, y'all niggas is different for me, man.
You're not tricking on the finance shit?
No!
Oh, damn, that shit has some echo on it. You heard that metal? Like,
you had a whole different diaphragm with a microphone. Like,
here's me and my shorty.
He ain't never yelled that loud.
Here's her friend that can't pay for a shit. I'm not spending extra to try and stump for some bitch.
You don't know.
I don't know. That don't have $130.
But you don't
get
know
a
yet.
Fucking job.
You don't know yet.
It was $131.
It was a cool night.
Nigga.
That's just an ugly number to have to pay for. Like, I don't want to have to look at that number on my bank statement. 131.
My checking account looked fucked up. It was all around numbers before.
That shit was all flat and even and shit like that.
What do you think, Marcy?
I think she should have just paid for her friends.
Let's go!
If that was the case, if she was embarrassed, she should have just paid for her friends or paid for her portion so they're not... He's not paying the whole...
Oh, pay for her portion? Okay, I thought she said pay for that
I
abortion.
Something
I
something else.
I was like, yo, what did you read?
There was James some details we missed.
James told you not to swipe left. I don't like... What did you end up on? She's looking at she's looking at cum loads.
Hey, yo.
Honestly,
she missed that part of the party.
Yeah, yeah. She wasn't here for that.
You'll find out next week.
Wow.
Oh,
it's Tuesday, nigga. It's not next week. You'll find out in 2 weeks.
Technically.
Shut up. It's still the same week.
It's a new week. This is the first day of the week, James.
What's today?
Sunday.
Y'all remember when I thought he had actual like knowledgeable information at one point this podcast? I was wilding.
Oh, man. But that shit is what? Where's my phone?
But yeah, honestly, the only thing about this that I'm like actually upset about is the fact that she told him he embarrassed her when really she should be embarrassed by her friend.
That's the thing.
Like, that's just really upsetting to me.
And like I said,
if it feels reversed,
she'd be embarrassed. Also, so it's like
your friend should be embarrassed. The fact that she just felt like, oh, it's all good for me to not have money. Like, what?
Yeah, this shit made me think of something completely off topic.
Go on.
When I forgot who said it, but he's like, yo, your jeweler should be embarrassed.
Oh, that's Jay-Z. Oh, your jeweler should be embarrassed.
That's a nigga that you don't want to have say that to you because you can't really say shit back.
Hey, you're right. I got to take that one. My bad.
He's like, all
right,
yeah. You was driving the 99 and 96. All right, money, you got it. You lost how many bricks? Like,
What color was your suit?
Mauve.
It was mauve.
It wasn't, nigga. It was pink.
That shit was not mauve. That's what I'm saying. Yo.
Like, mauve is a whole different shade, but it's cool.
Yo.
If Jay says it's mauve,
it's mauve.
That's the thing.
No, still not.
If I'm trying to stun on you, you really can't come back.
It is, Chris. Come on.
No.
Come off. Come on.
Come off. Come off.
You know how that's how Jay says it too.
Come on, man.
Nah, that nigga used the same pun twice in like the day that I saw.
It's called a big pun. Big
ooh.
Get out. I told you to get out.
Ooh.
Look at his face. He's disgusting. Nah, I actually got into.
I try and elevate the comedy so hard on this podcast.
He kicked Lou out. Holding me back. He kicked Lou out an hour ago.
I got tight at my friend one time because she moved into some new spot and she was talking about painting. She was like, "I'm thinking about like painting it mauve or some shit like that." And I was like, "Mauve? What the fuck is mauve?" And she was like, "It's a color." I'm like, "Nigga, what color?" I'm like, "What color is that?" She's like, "Oh, you're a designer. You don't know what mauve
bitch,
is.
Describe the color."
And I'm like, first of all, nobody uses that here. Like we like in my world, we don't use that.
Don't you guys
like, terminology?
Like, say
everything's
a
number.
Shade of oh,
everything's a number. I use Pantone color. Everything has an assigned
Pantone color. Be
on number.
Some bullshit with the names.
Yeah. So like
poppy
I don't even
seed pink. Like what? Yeah, that's not even pink. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's real extra. It's like the 64 box of crayons.
Exactly.
Yeah. So she's like, she Googled it. She was like, "See, it exists. Ha ha! You're a designer." I was like, first of all, bitch, you can never find love. No one likes you.
Wow.
For the record, designers don't make colors.
Wow. Huh?
Designers don't make color.
I don't know.
I
thought I was wilding when I screamed bitch mad hard for no reason, but all right.
That's regular for
I'm
like,
okay.
That's regular for you.
It's like,
I'm like, she just tried to decide a color.
Nah, it's like, you're like, nah, because she tried to come at me. Saying, "Oh, I'm a bad designer." So I was like, you
okay,
know what?
I'm with Chris. Designers don't make colors.
Yeah.
We just use them.
And then it was because mauve is French. And I was like, bitch, I live in
America.
Yeah,
it is.
We don't use French terms and shit like that. We use, hey, purple, blah, blah, blah. And mauve is really, it's like a range of colors. So it's like, it's just a bad representation of it. Like if someone says mauve to me, it could either be a lighter shade of lilac because it's based off of like some flower or some shit like that out there. Or like darker. And I was like, that's what I told her. I was like, oh yeah, over here we just say like the lilac fucking thing. Or just like we get more specific. And I don't know, that shit just got under my skin. I haven't talked to that nigga since. But
as a regular person, I'd have been like, yo, it's like kind of a darkish pink, but not like that dark. Like that's how I describe colors.
Like you don't know just, like, you don't know what mauve is.
That's like somebody telling you, as a producer, like, if you don't know a certain instrument, like yeah, you're a producer, son.
Like, yeah.
You don't make the instruments.
I make fire. You know what the instruments are called. There's a difference.
Yeah. Like,
wow.
Yeah, exactly.
This nigga spitting.
Fuck out my face, stupid. That's why I was like, fuck it. You got bags under your eyes.
why you look at James when you say that?
No, like, oh, no, not you. Not James.
James is hurt. He's like, yeah, I know I don't sleep. But like, damn.
He's like, not
I'm working.
He's like, but they all go yard, though. Like,
They are.
That's also a thing Hove would say.
No, it's a Big Sean line.
Yeah, but it's a thing Hove would say. We got to talk about how Hove has like corny bars when he's just talking.
All
to
rappers
people.
Have corny bars when they're talking to people.
And like, it's kind of cool, but also like, nah, not really.
But
you can get it off because you're Hove.
Exactly. You're Hove. That's the great thing about having that stock in life.
That's what I'm saying. If he says it's mauve, nigga.
No, like, it's not. It's still not mauve.
You say some whack shit, nigga.
If Big Sean tells
like,
me it's mauve, it's not mauve. You just look like a moth.
Wow.
You don't look like a moth.
Big Sean gonna fight you, man.
Hey, remember when
been
he
in
was
the gym
trying to roll out his album?
Oh. Y'all are the same height.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that. The whole, I was like, if you put your arm out, he could still hit you. Like, I don't
know. We'll see.
I'm gonna set that match up.
How?
I'm gonna call Sean up, man.
All right. Okay.
All right.
What else are we talking about?
What else are we talking about?
We talking about life, man.
Oh, it's
not deep, real quick.
No. What do you want to talk about with life, James?
Nothing.
All right. Cool. Okay. So moving on. Appreciate would you rather?
Hell yeah.
Okay. So now this week's would you rather.
Yo, we really can't let this nigga consume massive amounts of sugar.
Yo, he really caught one.
I'm shaking.
One.
Bruh. Them shits are mad good, by the way.
One side of his body was numb earlier.
I have 42 Cinnaballs.
She's like, cool.
God, believe it.
Good job. Fucking weirdo.
James is like, want to see what I can do?
Like that reminds me of when little kids want to show you something and they do some dumb shit.
Now you know what James remember?
That was the whole joke, James.
Was that really
exactly what it was?
Remember Mad TV, Stewart?
There you go this thing. what's going on?
I just wanted to be specific.
Well, I don't, what are they laughing at?
The joke flew over twice. What the fuck?
It was from Matt TV?
Nah, he got it.
Nah, I got
he
it.
He was just going further with it.
Yeah.
But I already went that way.
But you didn't
did?
Say
I
Stewart.
Yeah, I said Stewie.
Oh.
No, it's
I didn't
Stewart.
Hear any of that.
Nigga, Stewie's short for Stewart, nigga.
I thought you were talking
Stewie's from Family Guy.
I know.
This is different niggas.
Ah, you see, look. No, y'all niggas, y'all niggas getting on me. Like you hey, y'all saying some dumb shit.
Somebody just told them what color Marv was. That's like a salty.
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
that's what y'all get.
I'm not salty, I'm Marvy.
All right, get out. Look, get out for the love of God.
Get on the bench, son. This will happen. This will happen when niggas come for me, man.
Remember when I told this nigga to run around the block, son?
Yeah.
No, you told me to run the block, and yeah. I was confused. I thought it was a drug dealer.
Give me like three laps.
All right, cool. All
right, so this week's Would You Rather. Would you rather be 5'3", with a full head of hair, or the Vegeta hairline by 20?
Vegeta hairline by 20. Yeah.
Wait, how tall am I?
I'm gonna be 5'3".
How tall am I? I could be at whatever tallness I want, but have the Vegeta hairline. Because if I'm 5'3", that's 7 inches.
What?
From what he is now.
Oh, yeah, 7 inches lower than what I am now.
Yeah.
Now, if I gotta do the Vegeta hairline, I'm not gonna be the same height I am now. I would like to be taller if I'm gonna fucking just.
Anything's better than being 5'3".
I'd rather have 5'3" with a full head of hair.
Yeah, unless I could be 6'3", but I'm talking about like, my head.
I'm talking about if I got the Vegeta hairline with my same height. No, I'd rather be 5'3" with a full head of hair. I'm not rocking that fucking.
Wait. Shave it.
Shave what?
The Vegeta hairline.
That's not the rules.
Yeah. Nah, you gotta keep it.
He didn't say we had to keep it.
Exactly.
No, that's what I'm saying. There's no point of the. But prior there's no to point of what if.
Yeah, I'm gonna be 5'3" with the full head of hair.
Nah, I'll do 5'5". I'll be 6'5" with the Vegeta.
I'll do that. Midgets. I'll do 6'5" with the Vegeta.
I'll stay my.
Nah, friend. You can't change. You stay at 5'3".
Nah, but that's what I said.
You stay at 5'3".
Nah, but that's what I said. Nah, don't come up here. Nah, you short. You little nigga. Get out of here.
Stay
nigga.
Down there.
Skedaddle.
I seen niggas with the Vegeta hairline struggle their whole lives just to be respected by other human beings. Yeah. Like, I'm not trying to.
Not if that nigga's 280 pounds of muscle.
But, James.
With the Vegeta hairline?
You doing that, nuts. James?
So you're like nuts.
I'll do it.
Right now, you said you're going to be 6'5 with the Vegeta hairline?
Yeah.
All right.
6'5", 280.
I'm going to let you know now, that's not a good look with that beard. You're going to look like a fucking serial killer.
Nah, I shaved the beard.
Oh, now you just look like a tall pedophile.
Harley Race.
Who?
I watch wrestling, so I get it.
Who?
I miss that wrestler.
Okay.
Yeah. It's where you got the, like, you kind of got the lamb chops, and then they go into your,
into your mustache.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, so you're a murderer.
Nah, that nigga gonna look like he could fuck people up. That look works.
Yeah. See?
Okay. In what world?
That look is actually kind of hard. Okay. In the world where you run, like, a fucking underground bar, and you got a shotgun under the table.
Yeah.
And niggas come to you for, like, information on other hitmen and shit.
Exactly. Okay.
That's all he can do in life. He can't be a bus driver looking like that.
I can't.
Yeah, you're going straight to jail.
Yeah. You're going to jail now.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I believe in you.
Yeah, I'm staying my same height. I'll take the Vegeta haircut, because the hairline, because I have a beard. And I wear hats anyway.
You can't wear hats.
I can do whatever the fuck I want. Nah, it's my what crazy. If.
Nah.
Why can't I wear hats?
You got to rock that Vegeta.
But I have a lot of hats. What am I going to do with all of them?
Not wear them.
What? That's unfair.
Niggas said
you're going to say 5'3"?
Yeah, we could try Bosley.
Yeah, she's 4'11". 5'3 is a goal.
That's a come up.
Yeah. 5'3 for her, she's an Amazon.
She's 4'11", you 5'3, it still works out. Oh. Still don't look crazy.
No, she wouldn't date me if I was 5'3".
Wow. Wait, but he'd be taller than you still, though.
Yeah, but he's short for a man. He's a quarter of a man. That's like, I get
that's
it.
That's like the meme where you see a dude that's like 5'9", he's a midget. You see a woman that's 5'9", she's a giant.
Yeah.
That is true. That's especially when you throw the heels on.
Yeah, I'd jump on that bitch back. Giddy up.
I'm still with it.
Anyway, we done?
Yeah, we're done.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Are we?
Thank you
for joining us.
I don't think we're done.
Are you finished? Or are you
got
done?
Something else?
You got something else, James?
No, I'm just saying.
Anyway.
Where can they find you, James?
Wherever.
All right, where can they find you, Lewis?
Everywhere.
Chris?
Yo, son. See why we started another podcast?
Yep. You know what? There's no structure here.
I'm going insane.
That's the point.
That's kind of why it works.
Yeah.
So you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter. It's at @DuckJordan_. HomebodyMerch.com. It's hoodie season. Get all your hoodies. Look out for me and Marcel's new podcast called Blurred. Test episode coming out this week. We will be coming with a lot more structure, a lot more hot takes, a lot some of these jokes, but applicable to, you know,
nerdy shit,
blurdy shit, all that good shit, right? So be on the lookout for that. James.
Yeah.
Oh, he really doesn't want to say what you
call J-U-S-T underscore Jivemes. That's J-V-M-E-S.
The best way to spell Jivemes.
James looked like somebody just walked on him jerking off.
He's like, oh. And with a full bottle of loads.
He just gives his name. Like, oh, yeah, J-U-S-T.
He's like, maybe if I distract them, they won't see the bottle of dick lube.
They might not. They might not.
Yo, that is the least conspicuous bottle of lube I've ever seen in my life.
Hey, y'all ever seen that fleshlight that looks like a soda can?
Wow.
No, that was just a soda can.
It's just weird that's a thing.
Wow. I got the one that it's a soda can, but you can stash your weed in it. I got like one of those.
Yeah. Imagine going through TSA with that.
Not like the long soda cans?
Like the Arizona? Nah,
it looks like a...
Like a regular...
Like a larger one, okay. Kind of.
Okay. That's, yeah. Oh, and after...
You got to be able to put your dick in it. You know?
And after you're done, you crack the top and you pour it out like soda.
You can find me at Lewis the Designer.
Thank you.
That's the best way to spell Lewis the Designer.
Yo, you can only find that at... What kind of sex shop is this? Ha-ha!
Yo, I'm good, man. I'm out.
Don't find him.
Don't find him.